USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A severe winter storm that started on the West Coast last weekend is now wreaking havoc on Thursday, sweeping through the Midwest, plains, and Great Lakes with blizzard conditions, freezing rain, and spawning tornadoes. Over 12 million people across the United States were under winter storm warnings or advisories Thursday morning. Authorities said dozens of tornadoes caused injuries and destruction to buildings in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana, where at least three souls lost their lives as a result of the storm. The Federal Reserve continued its battle against inflation by raising its benchmark interest rate to the highest level in 15 years. The Federal Open Market Committee vowed to jump the overnight borrowing rate a half percentage point. The rate now sits at 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below-trend growth and some softening of labor market conditions. Restoring price stability is essential to set the stage for achieving maximum employment and stable prices over the long run.
The Pulitzer Prize Board is being sued because of supporting the now debunked Russia collusion narrative.
The former president filed a defamation suit against the Pulitzer Prize Board. This over the 2018 National Reporting Prize it gave to the New York Times and Washington Post. The papers were honored for coverage of the alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 campaign. The suit was filed in court in Okeechobee County, Florida. I'm Richard Johnson.
20-year-old Jack Sweeney used publicly available flight tracking information to tweet every time Elon Musk's jet took off and landed. Elon Musk has blocked the Twitter account and says he is taking legal action against Jack and claims it put his son at risk after a stalker blocked his son's chauffeured car and climbed onto the hood. Musk announced people's real-time locations will be suspended on Twitter as it's a physical safety violation. This is USA News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
Lawmakers want a social media platform to have an age rating verification before being allowed to download the app.
Google and Apple are being asked to raise their age ratings for TikTok by Republican state leaders. 15 state attorneys general sent letters to the CEOs of both companies. Montana's attorney general saying the teen or 12 plus rating is too low because the app promotes drugs and alcohol use, glorifies eating disorders, and encourages illegal and dangerous challenges. I'm Tim Berg.
Ryan Salame, a top executive of FTX's Bahamas subsidiary, warned that country's securities authority days before the company filed for bankruptcy of customer fund transfers to Alameda Research, a cryptocurrency trading firm tied to FTX. Securities Commission Executive Director Christina Roll requested that the Financial Crimes Unit of the Royal Bahamas Police Force open an investigation into the subsidiary based on the warning of the FTX digital chairman. A Rasmussen poll of 1,000 registered voters this week reveals that more than two-thirds of the country would favor a full-throated investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 virus, along with the role Dr. Anthony Fauci might have played in the release of the coronavirus. According to the survey, 44% view Fauci on unfavorable terms. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O-Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.